Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the show. And this is the Raw 25 anniversary show review. Yours truly attended the event live in the Barclays Center down in Brooklyn. And wow. There's so much to cover. So much to talk about that I will get to in just a moment. But if you guys haven't followed me on Twitter, please do so at the WWE Podcast, and I will give you a follow back. So, honestly, that was probably one of the best shows I've been to, although I haven't been to a lot of shows lately. It's been actually a few years since I've been to a WWE show. Very memorable, frustrating at times, and I'll get to why in just a moment. And overall, I mean, the first thing that you got to talk about is Stone Cold coming back, stunning Vince, stunning Shane twice. It was one of the loudest pops that I've heard in, I mean, many years. I don't know how it came across on TV. I tried to watch it back on Hulu, but it was deafening and awesome. All of the above that you expect from a Stone Cold entrance, and it's awesome to see him back. I know it's just temporary, but I will say this, that Stone Cold looks really good as far as his physique. He looks the lightest that he's been in many years. He is clearly doing some type of cardio or workout routine. Invisibly has lost probably 20 pounds of body fat. And so I think he's looking in good shape now. The first thing I'm thinking of as a Stone Cold fan is, oh, well, is he in shape for a return? I would say no. I think that ship has sailed and sailed many years ago, but it is still good to see him back and in the shape that he needs to be to, you know, do the occasional Stone Cold stunner and a beer routine that he does now that he has retired from wrestling. So it was awesome to see Stone Cold. Really enjoyed that. Probably the highlight of the night for me was Stone Cold return, and I really enjoyed that. But outside of that, there was some other memorable things in person anyway that really stuck with me, and that was Jason Jordan's reaction, which the crowd would not let him speak. I watched it back on Hulu, and Jason Jordan didn't do it justice. The crowd was all over Jason Jordan, all over him. It's great in one respect that Jason Jordan's getting a reaction. He's getting that strong of a reaction. The question is, does this reaction continue and spill over into next week and build on itself? I don't know. Brooklyn is a hot crowd. You're in one of the biggest wrestling cities in the world, in New York City. And is this just an anomaly, or does the crowd continue to feed on itself and shower Jason Jordan with booze. But either way, you have to look at this as a positive. Yes, I think originally they were trying to build Jordan as a babyface, him being the son of Kurt Angle. But as Vince says, any loud reaction is a good reaction. Well, yeah. And in this case, that rings true, because Jason Jordan is getting destroyed by the audience. And I think that's a positive for him and his career. Obviously, Seth Rollins being the other half of the tag team champions is an interesting dynamic. And eventually, we all see Jason Jordan turning on Seth and going full out heel. I think that's the way to go. And I think they're going that way. The Roman Reigns and The Miz match, it came across very well live. The audience was, and the people were, I would say 75-25 booing Roman Reigns, which was awesome to hear, as you guys know, that I'm a huge proponent of just turning the damn guy heel, but that's neither here nor there. So the crowd was, I would say the majority were destroying Roman Reigns in favor of The Miz. And overall, though, I think the quality of the match was very good. The first skull-crushing finale kick out really got the crowd, I think, locked in, because many of us thought that was it. And Roman kicks out, and then you see the spear, Roman setting up for the spear. And what I didn't notice being live was that the second turnbuckle padding was off. So when Roman went for the spear and hit himself in the head with the ring, that little metal ring that is behind the turnbuckle pad, we didn't know that, or at least my buddy and I and many people around me were confused. But with the replay, obviously, you can see what had happened, and The Miz gets the 1-2-3 and is the Intercontinental Champion. I think that having The Miz win was a good move here for The Miz. The Miz just feels like he should always have the Intercontinental Championship. It's like, even when he doesn't have it, it still feels like he has it. And it's also a way for WWE to move Roman Reigns out of the secondary title picture and move him into the Royal Rumble, and into Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 34 this year. That is, I think, right on schedule, right on cue, and that's exactly what happened here. It was an opportunity to have that happen, an opportunity for Roman Reigns to split away from The Miz and to move into the main event picture. Here is where the real test will begin for WWE, who thinks they've made all this progress and live reactions from the audience of over the last number of months, with the reuniting of The Shield and Roman not being in the main event picture and not chasing the top title. But now he is no longer in the secondary title picture. He is now, for all intents and purposes, on a collision course with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34. So here's where all of that progress that they think they've made is put to the test. The Shield, for all intents and purposes, does not feel like the Shield of old. Roman Reigns is on his own at this point. Seth Rollins is doing his own thing. Dean Ambrose is out. And you have Roman Reigns now front and center. Yes, there may be some follow-up with The Miz, but for all intents and purposes, this is where the rubber meets the road, and we're going to find out if WWE thinks they're as successful as they think they are, and we're going to get the test, the true test, in Philadelphia this Sunday for the Royal Rumble match. And speaking of which, guys, just a couple quick thoughts on that. My pick for the Royal Rumble match winner is Shinsuke Nakamura. I could see Roman Reigns as a follow-up, but my God, the reaction he would get in Philadelphia, where 3 years ago they provided one of the most memorable reactions ever for a Royal Rumble winner and destroying Roman Reigns. It's going to be very interesting to hear his reaction, not just his reaction live, but my God, if he wins. So I'm looking forward to the Royal Rumble. My pick is Shinsuke Nakamura to face AJ Styles. I think that's how that happens. And then you have Roman Reigns in some kind of tournament or whatnot, end up being the competitor or the opponent for Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 34. And I think that's what happens. As far as the 2-on-1 handicap match for the WWE Championship, AJ Styles retains. There is just no reason to have AJ Styles lose here. AJ has held it for quite a while now, and to have him lose to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I don't think would be beneficial to anybody at this point. It is going to be Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn either falling apart against one another, or a third party, or really fourth party, inserting themselves into this matchup, costing Cammy the match, and AJ Styles will retain, going on to WrestleMania to face Shinsuke Nakamura. So that's my pick fit there. And Brock Lesnar in a triple threat, I mean, is it really even worth saying? Brock Lesnar retains. I mean, that's the bottom line in a match that I expect a lot of big power moves. I'd say a 12 to 15 minute match here. Kane takes the pinfall after maybe after Braun Strowman does the damage and Brock takes advantage. But Brock is going to win this match, whether it is by pinning Kane, most likely, or even Strowman, and moving on to Roman Reigns for WrestleMania 34. So that's my pick there. And so overall, look, I'm really looking forward to Sunday. The Women's Royal Rumble match is also interesting because there are rumors and thoughts and stuff floating around that Ronda Rousey is going to be debuting at the Royal Rumble. Well, if she does, and you insert her into the 30-woman Royal Rumble match, you can't have her enter and then lose, especially somebody the stature and the name brand value that is Ronda Rousey, having her come in and lose in the Royal Rumble. It would be an awesome surprise entrant. No, don't get me wrong. Awesome surprise. I think many people may be even expecting it, but you can't ever go in and then lose. But this, at the same time, you can't ever go in and win. It's a weird and kind of tough decision to have happen here. Maybe she debuts at some other point before WrestleMania and then challenges Charlotte. But WWE is going to have to bring up some debuts. They do not have 30 women on the Raw and SmackDown women's rosters. I'll tell you that much right now. So they're going to have to bring up, some new people from NXT and maybe even Ronda Rousey, who knows. But, I don't know. I mean, I would assume, it's tough. I mean, I would say Asuka's going to win. But if Asuka wins, where does that put Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania? So Asuka's my pick, and Shinsuke Nakamura is my pick. So two Japanese stars are coming in and I believe winning the Royal Rumble matches. Safe picks. Yes, they're safe picks, but those are my picks for the Royal Rumble winners. So just a couple of thoughts being live. The frustrating pieces here was, first of all, being live in two locations, I think pissed off the Manhattan Center crowd and pissed off the Barclays Center crowd, in terms of, we didn't get to see D-Generation X. We didn't get to see The Undertaker live. And, you know, those kinds of things, when you pay good money for Raw 25 in the Barclays Center, where there's 15,000 people, and you don't get to see those individuals live, and then you are at the Manhattan Center, and there's about 100 people live, I understand the nostalgia and the starting point and where Raw all began. I understand all of that. But it really angered a lot of fans at the Barclays Center that they had to sit and watch Raw as if they were at home on TV, on the big screen, those monitors or those boards, LED boards that they have up, and watch Raw as if they were sitting at home. And it was frustrating. I'll tell you that much right now. I understand we got to see Brock and we got to see Stone Cold and we got all of that, and that was awesome. But having to sit and watch The Undertaker, watch D-Generation X, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, from a monitor, from a TV, when you're in the Barclays Center, was puzzling, and it pissed a lot of people off. So I will just say that. One other quick thought, and I think maybe this is just because Stone Cold was there, and by the end of the night, people are a little bit exhausted. Brock Lesnar's reaction, while strong, doesn't feel like it used to. Maybe because it's the same routine of Paul Heyman coming out and Brock standing there making faces And yes, Brock got physical on Monday night for the first time in a long time. But I shouldn't say in a long time, but Brock typically, the 90% of the time, you have Brock Lesnar standing there while Paul Heyman cuts a promo. And I think Brock needs something. He needs something. And maybe Roman Reigns in their rematch from WrestleMania 31 will rejuvenate the interest in Brock, but I don't know what it is. Maybe because of the such massive star power that was there. But when Brock came out, it was like people were cheering, but you know, nobody was going crazy. And I think that that's a number twofold. That number one, Raw is 3 hours. Number two, you have a crap load of star power on Raw 25, which takes the energy from the audience at the beginning, you know, first two thirds of the show. And so maybe that's just me, and that's just the thoughts that I have. But when he hit the F5 on Kane, people were like, yay. And it was just kind of like, all right, well, I don't know. Brock just feels a little stale, and that's weird saying for Brock Lesnar, but it's kind of true right now. So those are just my thoughts on that. I don't know. Maybe you guys disagree, but I just wanted to give a quick wrap-up of my thoughts of Raw 25. Overall, awesome show. Stone Cold, number one, obviously. The crowd was electric all night for the majority of the matches and the majority of the stars, but seeing the Manhattan Center get some of those top stars really angered the audience. I don't think many people knew that that was going to be the case, that they were going to have a dual live location show. I'll tell you, the fans were not happy about that. And I'm sure the Manhattan Center was probably not happy to see, you know, name is Stone Cold, but it just was I think they were going for the nostalgia of the Manhattan Center, and I understand it. But okay, guys, that's all I got for right now. Enjoy the Royal Rumble. I'll be back next week with my thoughts on the Rumble, the Royal Rumble winners in the Raw men's and women's matches. And everybody, enjoy your weekend. I'll talk to you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.